And that's something that we just sort of discovered, that before, when we were doing the interviews last week, I thought that all of the black people sort of essentially lived, you know, in segregated communities more or less, and but together. Because my question coming here today was, so is there sort of a multi-class black community in the way there used to be? Mm-hmm. But I found out today that's not really quite the place. New people who move here can't move into the older districts. Mm-hmm. Because there's no real estate for sale.
That's correct.
You can't move into this neighborhood.
That's correct.
All black neighborhoods are from older families that have been here.
Mm-hmm. And then the same is true for the white community. They've made all of that community historic district.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they want to do the same here, although it may be for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, there's a resistance to that, I'm finding out here.
That's been a resistance for a long time. That,
yeah.
That conversation started before my dad died in 88, and they said no then.
That
has been going on since 19, just a little prior. I would say it goes back as far as 83, 84.
Is that when they really started to put this sort of push towards the historic stuff here? Is that around the time when the historic Roswell stuff really started? Because it doesn't seem, of course, the things...
Wait. I'm sorry. There are some places here that are historical places that have been here since we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
There are some mansions in this city.
Yeah.
Mimosa Hall, Primrose Cottage. Those places were here when we were kids. Mm-hmm. So there have been historical sites here all the time. Mm-hmm. What they were really looking at, and I think, is... it's no different than anything else. This is Bush Street, Oak, Webb Street, Zion Circle. These, they label them as historical simply because these were the black streets when I were a kid. Mm-hmm. Okay? Those are the, notice I know those streets. If you tell me to go to a new street today, I wouldn't know where I was going, okay? Mm-hmm. Those streets were not here when I were a kid.
Oh, no.
When I was a kid.
No.
So that's what I'm referring to here. It's really...
I hate to
be in your shoes because history is sometimes in this case against you because a lot of the people that really know the history are no longer here.
That's true.
The population of our senior citizens, especially given this present time, is very small. When you really say the roots that were here, in conjunction with my mother, her mother and father, my dad, my dad's mother and father. I could say to him, there's nobody left on my dad's side. My dad only died at 64. So I'm talking brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the void is the fact that there isn't a lot of us here. Or the void is my other four brothers and sisters not here to help me out either.
that's another thing we've noticed, that the children, they all leave. They all move away.
Those children, like, Gail seems to be somewhat in some ways.
Remember, that goes back to my first conversation. It's really about not that you asked a double-edged sword question when you say, how do I feel about Roswell? Well, that's different. It's different today as it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. What did Roswell have to offer me yesterday? Not a job. I mean, my first job with Ford Motor Company was in Hayteville at the assembly plant. That's where I started at. I mean, there's no industry here. So it really makes a difference. So I think one of the things that's what I meant by the fact when the parents who wanted to for their kids to advance, you had to get an education and you had to move on. That's childhood.
True.
That's what my mother and father said that their parents even said to them. You got to get an education, you got to move on.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant by the fact that I'll put it to you real bluntly. I can go and get my high school classmates, and all I have is drunks, alcoholics, and dope addicts. I'm not ashamed to tell you that because that's who they are. So I'm not. Am I proud of that? No, I'm not. But I wasn't gonna. My parents were saying to me, "You're not gonna stay here and be that." That wasn't on John's or Lodi's agenda. So I think that's the real. It's tough because. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of my mothers and stuff left and those that are doing it. Like we were talking before you all got here and we said, I think the one person even goes back a little farther is Artie. I mean, and Artie, and you're coming at a time when And Artie will sit there and tell you, you know, I had a stroke, and some days my mind are great, and some days it's not. So this is a tough job. And I compliment you for doing it, because there's a lot of voids here that you have to fill. And I also mentioned